It's that time of year. The fall equinox occurs this year on Sunday, September 22nd. At precisely 2:39 UTC, or 7:43 a.m. Central Daylight Time, the sun will be directly over the equator. The sun's been trending further southward in the sky since the summer solstice back in June. It'll continue to arc further southward until the winter solstice in December, before it begins its inexorable move northward again. And of course, when fall comes around, thoughts often turn to Jack Frost and the fall color show of the trees. Chlorophyll production breaks down during the fall, which allows the other colored pigments that were in the leaves all summer to become visible. The color change is often compared to removing the chlorophyll mask from the leaves, which allows other pigments to be observed. Make a point to getting out to enjoy the fall colors this year. There are hiking trails and parks and wildlife refuges scattered all around this state where a person can get up close and personal with the fall colors. Even a walk on the sidewalk in your local neighborhood could be a good way to take in the show. If you feel adventurous and want to go out and see the show in the comfort of your car, consider a drive through one of the many scenic byways and backways. The Turtle Mountain Scenic Byway, for example, runs along Highway 43 for about 50 miles through the Turtle Mountains from Highway 14 intersection near the Carberry Port to St. John. As one might expect, many of the scenic byways and backways follow scenic sections of rivers and state. Well-known routes are along stretches of the Pembine and Cheyenne Rivers. There are also routes along the Missouri River, Killdeer Mountains, Theodore Roosevelt National Park North and South units, the James River, the Des Lacs River, which includes the Des Lacs National Wildlife Refuge. So make a point of getting out and enjoying the fall foliage display. Hopefully there'll be a colorful and long-lasting show this year. I've put a link to the North Dakota Parks and Recreation Scenic Byways and Backways webpage, which lists the designated scenic byways and backways and gives a nice description of each one. You can access it at prairiepublic.org. I'm Chuck Lara.